ever just, stop and think about how your own brain works.
It's amazing, right? Billions of cells making thoughts, dreams, everything happen.
It really is. And almost for as long as we've wondered about that, we've dreamt of building machines that can think too.
Yeah.
Real artificial general intelligence, AGI.
Exactly. And today, we're doing more than just dreaming. We're going to dive deep into a proposal for, well, a whole new scientific field designed to maybe make that happen. It's called neuronology.
Yeah, neuronology. What strikes you first is its ambition, but it's a focused ambition. The sources we looked at define it as like the formal science for understanding how the brain actually stores knowledge, how it processes, how it uses it.
But the core idea is study the biological blueprint first.
Precisely. The thinking is if we really understand how nature solved intelligence, we can build a much better path towards AGI and, potentially help out in lots of other areas too. Okay, but proposing a whole new field of science, that sounds like a pretty big step. One of our sources actually flags this, right? That people might think it's, too complicated or just overly ambitious.
It does anticipate that. Mm-hmm. And it makes a really good point. How can we judge an idea, especially a big one, before we've actually, spent time trying to understand what it's really about?
That feels important. Like intellectual honesty. Don't just dismiss it out of hand.
Exactly. The sources really hammer that point home. Engage with it first. The text even tackles that common reaction, well, if it was that good, someone would have thought of it already.
Right. And the answer to that seems pretty solid. The person proposing this has apparently been thinking about it for, what, nearly 20 years?
Yeah, building on earlier work in another field called componentology. So it's not just some idea pulled out of thin air.
And this is where it gets kind of cool. The source suggests that maybe small things, little observations we've already made, might look totally different, might be breakthrough insights if we look at them through this new neuronology lens.
Which happens in science, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our current understanding, our paradigms, they can actually blind us. We might see evidence, but if it doesn't fit what we expect to see,
we miss it.
We miss it or dismiss it. The source puts it starkly. Maybe the question isn't, is neuronology too ambitious? Maybe it's, are we too stuck in our ways to see we need something new?
Huh. It uses that analogy like looking for gold but walking right past diamonds because you weren't looking for them.
And apparently, the proponent admits they did that themselves. Missed something big back in 2002. Didn't realize its importance until, 2019.
Wow, 17 years. That really shows how powerful those ingrained assumptions can be.
It does, and it fits this historical pattern. The sources even bring up Peter Thiel's point about truly new ideas often sounding, kind of crazy at first.
Yeah, that initial pushback seems almost normal for big shifts in thinking.
It really does. And the text warns us, basically, hey, let's not just repeat history here.
Yeah.
It references Thomas Kuhn and scientific revolutions, those classic mistakes.
Yeah.
Resisting just because it's new, underestimating the value, missing the boat entirely.
So that feeling of, a whole new science, that's maybe just part of the process we need to work through.
It could well be. Okay, so let's shift to another source, the one titled Justification for Neuronology. This one really digs into why we supposedly need this.
Right.
It starts with a fundamental idea. If you want to build intelligence, you kind of need to understand intelligence first.
Makes sense. So what are the main arguments or objections it tackles?
Right. It anticipates pushback. First big one. Doesn't neuroscience already do this?
Yeah. What's the difference they're drawing?
So the explanation is neuroscience mostly looks at the brain's biology, the structure, the chemicals, how the cells fire. Think of it as the physical hardware. Neuronology, on the other hand, wants to figure out the principles behind the thinking. The logic, the structures, the processes that let us learn, reason, perceive things. It's more like the operating system or the software principles.
Ah, okay. Hardware versus software principles.
Exactly. They're meant to be complementary. Like biology is the foundation for medicine, right? Neuroscience provides the biological facts. Neuronology tries to figure out the computational and cognitive principles running on top of that biology.
Got it. That clears it up. Okay, what's the next objection? That it's just too ambitious.
Yep, the too big, too bold argument. The justification flips that around. It says, look, ambition is what drives science forward. Think about physics, genetics, germ theory.
Quantum computing, even.
Right. All of them probably seemed impossibly ambitious at the start. The point is, you can't just dismiss something because it's ambitious, especially before you've looked at the actual proposed methods.
And they mention experience from componentology suggests complexity isn't always what it seems.
Yeah, that with the right structure and methods, what looks overwhelmingly complex can become manageable.
Okay, What about the argument, well, current AI is getting really good. Why do we need this now?
That's a big one. The text argues that today's AI, while impressive, is mostly based on statistics and pattern matching from huge data sets. It can mimic intelligence really well in specific areas.
But it doesn't truly understand.
Exactly. It lacks real understanding, genuine adaptability to totally new situations. It's often brittle, you know, works great for what it was trained on, but falls apart outside that. And it's often a black box. We don't know why it made a certain decision.
So Neuronology aims for AI with real understanding. More flexible, explainable.
That's the goal,
yeah.
To get the fundamental principles right so we can build AI that's more adaptable, that can reason more generally, and that we can actually trust because we understand how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to true AGI.
Okay. And the last objection mentioned, that it's too new, maybe too vague right now.
The response there is pretty straightforward. Every single major scientific field started out as, well, just an area of inquiry. Things were loosely defined at first.
Right. The formal definitions and methods come later.
Exactly. They develop over time through research, collaboration, and as people start seeing the potential. Neuronology, the argument goes, is just at that starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it asks this really pointed question. Is there any good scientific reason to actively avoid trying to understand cognition and intelligence?
And the implied answer is?
Pretty clearly no. Delaying just means delaying potential breakthroughs.
So it's not just theory. The justification document also talks about real-world impacts, potential benefits. And it sounds like they think this could be huge.
Oh, yeah. The text doesn't pull punches. It suggests the impact could be on par with things like molecular biology, quantum physics, or the internet.
Wow. Okay. That's a bold claim. What are the main areas they highlight?
They detail six key domains. First, obviously, is AGI.
Right. We touched on that. Building AI that truly understands.
Yeah. Getting past mimicry to actual comprehension, adaptability, reasoning, leading to AGI that's not just capable, but also trustworthy and explainable. Like, maybe understanding how we form abstract concepts could let AI do the same, not just spot patterns.
Okay. Second area.
Mental health and cognitive disorders. This one feels really significant.
How so?
Well, right now, we often treat mental health based on symptoms. Neuronology, the hope is, could give us a much deeper scientific grasp of what's actually going wrong at the cognitive level in conditions like depression, schizophrenia, ADHD.
So better diagnosis, more targeted treatments.
Potentially, yes. Therapies aimed at the underlying cognitive mechanisms, not just managing the outward signs.
Interesting. Third area. Cognitive enhancement and brain-computer interfaces. Sounds like sci-fi.
A little, but grounded in possibility. If we really understand how the brain encodes and processes info, maybe we can develop better non-invasive ways to boost cognitive functions. Or build learning systems that are truly tailored to how our brains work.
And the interfaces, like Neuralink.
Potentially taking things like that even further. Maybe not just restoring function, but enabling new ways to interact with tech. Perhaps even new forms of knowledge transferred down the line. But starting with a real scientific understanding.
Fourth is education and human development.
Right. If we know more fundamentally how the brain learns, how it develops skills, could we reshape teaching? Imagine learning systems truly personalized to how an individual's brain acquires knowledge. Much more effective, maybe.
That would be transformative. Okay, number five. Biocellular and genetic computing. What's that about?
This is looking further out. The idea is maybe the principles of information processing we discover in neurons could inspire totally new ways to compute, perhaps using actual biological cells or neural-like structures engineered for processing data.
Blurring the lines between biology and computation.
Potentially. Merging fields like synthetic biology with computing.
And the sixth and final domain, policy, ethics, and societal resilience.
This is about managing the future. As AI gets more powerful, understanding intelligence, both ours and the artificial kind, becomes critical for navigating the ethics, the societal impact.
So Neuronology could provide a more solid evidence-based foundation for things like AI safety regulations, neuroethics.
That's the idea, helping us make smarter choices as these technologies develop.
That's quite a list,
yeah.
A really broad vision.
Okay.
Let's look at the source, Neuronology at grand scale. This talks about how this research should happen, not just small labs.
No, definitely not. The vision here is big. Open collaborative ecosystem. Thousands of researchers, potentially, across universities, hospitals, working together transparently.
Why such a large scale?
The core argument is that understanding the brain's operating principles is the most direct, most logical way to get to human-like AGI. It even suggests this kind of deep understanding is what's needed to really push technologies like Neuralink forward in scientifically meaningful ways, beyond just the engineering.
And the collaboration aspect, the curiosity-driven part.
It argues that large-scale basic research, where you're driven by curiosity, not just immediate commercial goals, is where the really fundamental breakthroughs often happen. It forces you to invent new tools, new methods, which drives innovation everywhere. Plus, a big community means more robust testing, validation, finding flaws, making the knowledge reliable.
It compares this to componentology again, right? In terms of uncovering maybe flawed ideas.
Yes. Componentology apparently exposed some, let's say, pseudoscientific or just plain wrong ideas about software components. The hope is neuronology could do the same for AI. Really test the foundational assumptions about neurons and networks that AI currently relies on.
And the suggestion is neuronology might be even more complex.
Potentially much more complex, and therefore maybe even more rewarding than componentology was.
Okay.
Which is why it needs this big collaborative push. And again, the applications go way beyond just AGI, mental health, cognitive science, that biocellular computing idea.
Okay, but if it's challenging existing ideas, especially in AI that usually brings resistance, there's a source on that too. Opposition to neurology is unjustifiable.
Yes, and it starts by pointing back to componentology again, saying that field faced, well, surprisingly strong opposition, even just trying to do the basic science, was seen by some as like heresy.
Really? Just for trying to understand software components better?
Apparently so. The argument in the source is that seeking knowledge itself has never really held back progress. The resistance usually comes when that new knowledge challenges people's existing, maybe deeply held beliefs or misconceptions.
So the prediction is neuronology will face similar hurdles because it might challenge how people currently think about neurons in AI models.
That's the prediction. It's seen as following that historical pattern. Big breakthroughs often have to overturn entrenched but wrong ideas. Componentology is the recent example they use.
It asks that pointed question again. What's the downside to actually studying biological neurons scientifically?
Right. If it could unlock intelligence, what's to lose? The text says basically nothing. But it stresses again the need for those rigorous tools, ways to test, validate, falsify ideas. That's key. That creates the healthy cycle between basic science and application.
And it suggests undetected misconceptions are the biggest danger.
Yes, that historically unjustifiable opposition is common. But the real risk is sticking with flawed ideas without realizing it.
Circling back to Kuhn's ideas about resistance, misjudgment, missed opportunities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The source expects resistance to neuronology will stem from challenging those dogmatic misconceptions. And it gives those powerful historical examples, germ theory and quantum theory.
Let's quickly unpack the germ theory resistance. What were the issues?
Well, the dominant idea was miasma theory, bad air caused disease.
Yeah.
So the idea of tiny invisible germs was weird, counterintuitive.
The establishment wasn't keen.
Often not. Skepticism about whether lab results even applied in hospitals. Some philosophical objections, too, about disrupting bodily harmony versus an external bug. Even religious objections sometimes. Figures like Florence Nightingale were initially skeptical, and Max von Pettenkofer famously drank cholera water to disprove it. Luckily, he survived.
Wow. Okay. And quantum theory seems fundamental now.
But deeply unsettling at the time. Philosophical discomfort. Einstein's famous, God does not play dice. Competing interpretations causing debate, just the sheer weirdness of it, departing from classical physics.
So even proven theories faced major pushback.
Absolutely. Ongoing debates about interpretation, even now, despite its incredible practical success. The Solvay conferences back then were apparently quite heated debates about these fundamentals.
Seeing those parallels is pretty striking. Okay, shifting now to potential impact, the potential for Nobel Prizes source. This uses those historical examples again.
Yes. Very effectively. It points out germ theory led to something like 16 Nobel Prizes.
For things like discovering pathogens, developing vaccines, antibiotics.
Exactly. And then quantum theory. The number is huge. Around 40 to 45 Nobels, covering everything from the foundational physics to applications like lasers, transistors, quantum computing.
So the projection for neuronology is similarly impactful.
That's the suggestion. That if it pans out, it could generate numerous Nobels in basic neuroscience, obviously, but also in AGI breakthroughs, mental health treatments, neurogenetics, maybe new drugs based on neural mechanisms, brain emulating tech.
Across many fields, just like germ and quantum.
Right. Medicine, physics, chemistry, education, maybe even peace or economics down the line if it helps us manage AI better. The estimate thrown out is maybe 30, 40 Nobels over a century.
That's ambitious. But the core idea is that humans are just fundamentally driven to understand themselves.
Yes. That this kind of science, neurology, is almost inevitable because we want to know how we work, how intelligence works. Just like disease led to germ theory and matter energy led to quantum theory, the sheer complexity of cognition basically demands its own foundational science.
Which brings us to the final sources, the proposal for neurology and why neurology is vital. These are really the call to action.
They are. They formally recommend establishing neurology as a distinct scientific field, the primary goal, to build that solid, rigorous foundation needed for applied AI, especially AGI, but always with an eye on the broader applications.
And they define neurology for AGI specifically.
Yes, as studying neurons specifically to create human-like AI, understanding how the brain processes information, learns, adapts all to develop better artificial neural nets.
And the justification is it's critical for leadership in AI.
That's a key part of the argument.
Yeah.
That it could totally change how we understand intelligence, drive huge breakthroughs, and therefore be vital for staying ahead in AI development. It keeps coming back to that historical point. Big leaps happen when we replace wrong assumptions with testable knowledge. Neurology could be that leap for AI.
The basic scientific common sense idea comes up again here too.
It does. Like nature solve general intelligence with the brain? Shouldn't we study that solution? It seems like common sense. Without that understanding, the proposal argues AGI efforts might be shooting in the dark. Like medicine trying to cure diseases without knowing about germs.
And the need for testing frameworks is stressed one more time.
Critically important, yes. Learning from componentology, you need objective ways to test ideas to avoid dead ends. It also lays out some big research questions for neurology. How do neurons really process information? Can we make formal computer models of that? How do we build systems that learn continuously, like we do?
Yeah.
How do we get beyond pattern matching deep learning to real reasoning and keeping the pure science separate from the immediate engineering?
And it mentions low-hanging fruit, early wins.
Yeah, the idea that even early on, there might be relatively quick discoveries in neurology that could offer a significant competitive edge.
Okay, and why neurology is vital really doubles down on the urgency.
It does. It frames AGI as this huge goal, but blocked because we lack the science. So, prioritize neurology studying biological neurons is the foundation. It describes that two-layer system. Layer one is basic science, building the reliable knowledge base. Layer two is applied research using that knowledge.
And if layer one is shaky,
then layer two struggles or fails. That's the core problem they see potentially happening in AI now.
The componentology example is used again to show how fixing layer one helps layer two.
Exactly. They found flawed assumptions about software components, layer one, fixed them by establishing componentology as a rigorous science. And that provided the solid ground for better software engineering, layer two, helping tackle the software crisis. Now, they see a similar issue. The assumptions about neurons used in AI might not be grounded in solid biological neuron science.
So understanding the foundation is what drives real innovation.
That's the message. Deep understanding changes everything. It guides what you build. But that understanding has to be valid, testable knowledge. Neurology, they argue, provides the tools to rigorously check AI's foundations, just like componentology did for software.
And the conclusion brings back those huge historical parallels, germ theory, quantum theory.
Yes, expressing confidence that neurology will eventually be seen in the same light as something that redefined our understanding of intelligence. The proponent mentions their 25-plus years in componentology gives them a kind of clarity of hindsight about how vital a foundational science can be.
So creating neurology is essential, though not easy.
Essential, potentially transformative, far beyond just computers. It talks about the first mover advantage. Getting in early on a new paradigm leads to rapid innovation. An opportunity for the U.S., it argues, to gain a lead by investing now.
And universities could play a big role.
Huge. Early adopters could become world-leading centers, attracting talent and funding in a field just brimming with research questions. It ends on a note of, well, passion. That this is a captivating field, vital for our future, driven by nearly a decade of the proponent's own deep curiosity about understanding natural intelligence to finally build artificial intelligence the right way.
Okay, wow. So wrapping things up, we've really dug into this idea of neurology, what it is, trying to get that fundamental science of how the brain does intelligence, why it's being proposed to provide a solid foundation for AGI, but also for advances in mental health, education, and more.
Right. We looked at the justifications, the counter arguments, the common objections, like how it differs from neuroscience, why ambition isn't necessarily bad, the limits of current AI. We explored that huge potential impact across so many areas.
And the vision for how it should be done, large scale, collaborative, open science. We also touched on the resistance new ideas often face, using history as a guide, and considered the Nobel level potential if it succeeds.
And finally, the specific proposals and the arguments for why this is seen as so vital right now, drawing heavily on lessons learned from creating componentology for software.
So hopefully for you listening, this deep dive has given you a really solid sense of what neuronology is all about, why it matters, and the scale of its potential ambition, without, you know, feeling like you just read a textbook.
Yeah, giving you the key insights and the why behind it.
And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. We've seen throughout history that when we fundamentally understand something natural, how disease works, how matter behaves, it changes everything. It unlocks transformations we couldn't even imagine beforehand. Mm-hmm. So thinking about that, if we could achieve a truly deep scientific understanding of intelligence itself, what profound changes might that unlock for us, for humanity? It really makes you wonder, maybe it's not a question of if something like neuronology emerges, but when and what happens then?